You are on Radio Tacoma's Climate 360.
And I'm your host, John Doherty, where we take a 360-degree look at climate here and around the world in 360 seconds or less. So let's get right to it.
Good news.
So, is there good news on the climate change front? Of course there is. It's good news, for instance, that we live in Washington State because our state is one of the very best states to own an electric vehicle in because of the healthy mix of hydropower that we have in our electricity supply. Vermont is the only state that's got an edge on us in terms of clean electricity. Tacoma Public Utilities and Seattle City Light provide essentially 100% non-fossil fuel electricity. Puget Sound Energy is about 50% fossil fuel, which makes PSA the number one fossil fuel polluter in our state. But even with PSC's burning fossil fuel, driving an EV for PSC customers is far less polluting than burning gasoline or diesel. That's because electric vehicles put 80 to 90% of the energy into moving the vehicle, whereas fossil fuel cars waste 80% of the energy and the fuel they burn in the form of heat. That's what whole complicated cooling system is about in fossil fuel powered cars. So that's one example of the good news on the climate change front. But, and it's a huge but, good news here and there isn't going to get us where we need to be on the fossil fuel emissions front. Forgive me for offering a sports metaphor here, but if your football team just marched 97 yards to a touchdown, the quarterback completed 8 of 9 passes, every third down was converted, all of that could rightly be construed as good news. But that good news is diminished if your team is behind 42-7 in the third quarter. So while we welcome good news, it's not necessarily something to celebrate within the framework of the bigger picture. And on the fossil fuel front, trailing 42-7 in the third quarter is an apt metaphor. Not only are we continuing to add enormous quantities of carbon dioxide to the atmosphere every year, overall, the rate at which we are adding carbon dioxide is accelerating too. In the 90s decade, we were adding about 1.5 parts per million per year. From 2011 to 2020, we were adding about 2.5 parts per million. CO2 concentration from May 2022 to May 2023 increased by 3 parts per million as we made up for the decrease in fossil fuel burning during the COVID epidemic. These are simple facts provided by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration from simple measurements that are not disputed by even the most ardent climate change skeptic. So, while there is plenty of good news on the climate change front, the danger is that good news can lull us into a state of complacency, because the simple truth is that we are trailing badly in terms of providing a reasonable climate for ourselves and future generations, generations that will be affected by our behavior for hundreds of years to come. What can we as individuals do? Here's something with real meat on the bones. We can work our butts off to make sure that Donald Trump does not get elected in November. I'll state it as clearly as possible. Donald Trump and his supporters are hell-bent on undoing all of the steps we have taken as a nation so far to address our outsized contributions to a warming planet. There are organizations all the way from national to local who are working to ensure that we elect climate-aware politicians this year. So, if you're not already engaged, now is the time to get off the bench and get into the game. If you do, you'll be creating your bit of climate good news. And if you're already engaged, thank you.
What are we reading?
We're reading climate scientist and Portland State University professor John Perona's weekly newsletter, Earthward. To find it, just do an internet search on Perona, P-E-R-O-N-A, and Earthward. The newsletter is a no-nonsense and compact way for you to keep up to date on climate science and politics. Here's a quote from a recent newsletter. With Trump's cementing of what appears to be absolute power over the Republican agenda, the division between the parties on climate policies is as stark as imaginable. If Biden wins, and especially if Democrats can also regain control of the House, there is the possibility of adding to recent gains and meeting U.S. climate targets by 2030 and 2050. A Trump win, on the other hand, would all but eliminate those possibilities. For the remainder of 2024, doing everything possible to ensure a second Biden term is the most effective climate policy initiative. Here's a quick look at Las Vegas betting odds on the presidential race. Trump, 46%. Biden, 32%.
Quote for today.
This from the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. If I cannot do great things, I can do small things in a great way. And that's your Climate 360.